What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Jones.
Hug and Lowdown.
Civil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Oh, y'all remember yesterday how I was talking about James Taylor and Natalie Cole Ain't Never Lie when they sang about Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, today is Rick James and Tina Marie Fire and Desire. I was cold as ice long ago, baby, baby. Oh. It's colder than Jameis Winston winning the Heisman and the BCS championship on his birthday.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all see that game last night?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Auburn was having some good times till Jameis Evans in Florida had him like, damn, damn, damn. And that boy, good. Tom Super J, I ain't seen a comeback that fast since Mr. Tibbs slapped Mr. Endicott back in the heat of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
That game was better than the Redskins' whole season. Ain't that some shiggity, that one episode better than the box set? Any whatever, it's still cold, and the temperature is dropping more than Andrew Bynum. Yep, former Lakers center Andrew Bynum has been on more NBA teams than Tom Jordan on a bandwagon. Andrew Bynum's been in L.A., Philly, Cleveland, and now Chicago. You know what that sounds like, Silver?
What?
It sounds like Black Manager booked his itinerary. Next up, North Korea. That break, baby, is a waste of a height. You hear me? And it's a good thing he didn't get a tattoo of every team he played for. That his arm would look like the hatches on Florida State football helmet. It's still cold. Do you guys know that D.C. public schools are open today on time?
Mm.
Ain't that some cold shiggity?
That is cold.
That's what DCPS means. Damn children posing as statues, because that's what they're going to be today. I remember going to school when I was cold like that, when it was cold like this. But kids didn't mind because it was different times back then. Yep, the Redskins was winning. And you made sure you weathered a storm to get to school so you could talk shiggity to the classmates who were Cowboy fans. Tom Silver Day. Let me tell you what happened to me and my mom yesterday. Me and Hattie Jean Lowdown, she mad at me because we stopped at the gas station yesterday. And it was so cold, I said to her, let's flip a coin to see who pumped gas. Well, she got upset because she lost. You know, like I told her to pump gas in the cold without her isotoners. She know it's cold. Speaking of cold, y'all remember my niece who asked me, why are we watching this? He ain't on the show.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what she did, Tom. She decided she want to cut her eyebrows off.
What?
Then she tried to cover it up by pulling her hat over it. Well, she should have wore a ski mask because my sister noticed little Whoopi Goldberg's eyebrow missing and asked her, why do you look different? My niece said, makeup. My sister said, ain't no damn makeup. Where's your eyebrow? And proceeded to whoop her little ass in Costco. Well, my younger niece saw my older niece get in the business and tried to save her, but she didn't save her because she said, she cut mine, too. So I'm putting her little no-brow eyebrow on my list this week. Gotta love family.